Yeah, I am Rastogi, Dr. Rastogi. Please do not print any comprehensive questioning and do not put my name at last. This is a admission, this is a headline would be the initial admission report, initial admission. Patient name is PIEKUTOWSKI, Aaron, AARON. Next para, 90116-3550, mail 07-06-1977. Date of admission is 5/21/2024. Identification data. Aaron is 47-year-old, divorced Caucasian male, living with his girlfriend in an apartment. Patient was admitted through emergency room of XSM, Oakland Hospital, due to depression, suicidal ideation, increased anxiety, and alcohol intoxication. History of present illness. Aaron described that he has been undergoing a lot of stress for the last 1 month. He has having argument with his girlfriend. A week ago, he lost job at St. John Macomb, where he worked for more than a year. He is does not have any support, very much frustrated, wanted to kill himself, and tried to wrap rubber band, which is used for exercise, around his neck. But later on, he dropped the idea. He has been drinking a lot of vodka, about a gallon on a daily basis, due to feeling of sadness, depression, feeling of hopelessness, helplessness, worthlessness, constantly worried about his life and the future, feeling tired, fatigued, does not want to live, having recurrent suicidal ideation for the last few days. But he tried to control himself to get some help. He denies any vices, often feels people are against him, nobody like to help him, constantly worried all the time. He described that he has not been hospitalized for the last 4 years, but has been drinking alcohol for the last 16 years, and has been at least more than a dozen alcohol treatment program. Yet he described now he has been feeling safe being here. His alcohol level at the time of admission was 148. UDS was negative. Past psychiatric history, positive for several psychiatric admission. 4 years ago, he was in St. John Oakland Hospital, and he went for follow-up at Judson's Center for some time, but he does not remember the name of the medication. Social history. He started drinking alcohol since age 16. And since he got divorced in 2008, his alcohol habit has been increased too much. and was drinking too much and has been non-compliance period. He described that only suicide attempt he made was after the divorce by putting the exercise rubber band around his neck, but never made any attempt. It was a plan. Period. When he intoxicated, he denies any history. He has been having blackouts, but never had any seizures, never involved in an accident or any legal issues. He denies any use of drugs. Personal history: he was born in Michigan, completed 2 years of community college. He was married with his mate, but divorced in 2008. His two daughters, 17, 19 years old, living with his ex-wife. In the beginning, he has some good relationship with his wife, ex-wife, but currently he is not. Relationship is strained. Period. Medical history is unremarkable. Suicidal history: he described that he, when he is overwhelmed and under intoxication, he feels tired, fatigued, and like to end his life, but always have a good thoughts and good judgment that he did not do it. Period. On mental state examination: Aaron presented as a tall Caucasian male, 5'7" in height, 170 pounds in weight. He was having decreased motor activity, but he was coherent, logical, alert, and oriented to date, month, and year. His grooming hygiene was poor. His speech was clear. Period. He was cooperative during the course of evaluation. He admitted, period of still feeling of depression, sadness, feeling of hopelessness, but largely worried about his life in general. He never able to maintain job for a long period of time. Period. He denies any auditory or visual hallucination, but sometimes has referential thinking. His attention span was fair. There was no confusion, disorientation, or any fluctuation in level of the consciousness. He can repeat 6, 9, 1, 2, 3, forward and backward. His immediate, recent, remote memory was intact. Attention span was fair. He was attentive, cooperative, with a downcast appearance. His thought process was coherent and logical, denies any auditory or visual hallucination or any persecutory delusion. He can name objects, follow commands. Period. He can do simple addition, multiplication. His abstraction ability was fair. He appears to be of average intelligence. He executive functioning. He was able to focus and making a plan to stop drinking and have a sober life. Diagnosis: excess 1. Bipolar mood disorder depressed 1. Generalized anxiety disorder. Mood disorder secondary to alcohol intoxication with suicidal ideation. Alcohol dependence. Excess 2 differ. Excess 3 differ. Excess 4. Psychosocial stress, poor self-esteem, inconsistency in his life since divorce, limited relations with his daughter, unable to maintain job, multiple alcohol rehab, excess 5-10, prognosis guarded, recommendation: I will detoxify by giving him ativan 1 milligram 3 times a day. Thiamine, 100 milligrams twice a day. Folic acid, 1 milligram daily. Dapacort 500 milligrams twice a day as a mood stabilizer. We'll monitor for alcohol withdrawal, educate him about the medications and the treatment, encourage to participate in occupation, recreation, group therapy. I will see him for medication adjustment, treatment, and education. Social worker will involve to help him for any rehab program, although he attended alcohol rehab last was 2023. I will also consider to start him on naltrexone to stop craving for alcohol. I will review his lab further, but with the limited labs, his UDS was negative, urine examination was normal, alcohol level was 148. At this time there is no tremors or any symptoms of alcohol withdrawal. Prognosis guarded. Put my name, dictation, don't write Santosh K. Rastogi, MD. Date is 5/22/2023. Service time is 7:45 to 8:25. Thank you very much. Can you send it to my office as 248-828-9712? Thank you very much. Bye-bye.